following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
Quite just underway, a little bit further than that as we get going here on the campus of Horseshoe Bend. It is halftime of the varsity girls game, and the girls are up 28-14 again on the campus of Horseshoe Bend, home of the Generals. It's the varsity girls and the varsity boys. The JV boys picked up a nice victory as well. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome in. Christian Griffin here, bringing you all of tonight's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network. A big thanks of all of our sponsors once again, who sponsor the first half of the game. Today's game presenting sponsor is Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. A big thanks to, once again, to the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip off. We'll have a more in-depth countdown to tip off for the varsity boys game, as we are just about 3 minutes away from the tip-off of the second half of the varsity girls. Again, the girls have doubled up the score of the Generals in the first half through those first 16 minutes. 28-14, the girls of Lee Scott lead the Generals. We'll go ahead and look at some of the keys to the second half, you could say, but keys to the game presented by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematories. Serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. The girls on a little bit of a skid here throughout a couple tournaments, but looking really well here tonight. They beat Horseshoe Bend last time out and are looking to do so here once again. If you can play a clean 16 minutes in the second half, you'll definitely like where you're at. If you're a Lee Scott Academy Warrior, and on the boys' side of things as well, keeping your emotions in check. This was a really intense game a couple weeks ago at Lee Scott, as we had some balls coming here as the girls are warming up, flying over in our direction. But again, the boys with a 71-40 win over Horseshoe Bend. That was the last broadcast that we had here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And now we get to trade places. We're on their home. Just about 2 minutes until tip-off here as we get things going for the second half of the girls' varsity game. Apologies again for some of the mishaps on the first side. If you're watching on the stream, you've been able to check in without a little bit of sound. But now that we have all of our computers in check, had a little bit of an update that we had to go through. So nothing on our end that we could control, but they let me know that we had the good to go. We tried it again, and everything worked out here. We'll take one break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Come back, get you the second half of the girls' game. Again, 28-14, the Lee Scott Academy girls out in front of Horseshoe Bend. Don't go anywhere. Second half after this on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Back here on the campus of Horseshoe Bend, getting ready to tip off here in the start of the second half. Christian Griffin with you, bringing you all of tonight's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 28-14, the varsity girls of Lee Scott are out in front of the Generals through 16 minutes of play. It'll be Ivett, Dunlap, Fields, Kesey, and Camden Cleveland, the starting five of the second half. Corner three from Haynes Kesey is too strong, but gets her offensive rebound, and she'll set things back up with Clark Ivett at the top of the key. She dribbles to her left, kicks it back to the corner in Kesey, who dribbles around back to the top of the key. Now sits with Camden Cleveland. She's trying to find somebody open. Cleveland, a 15-point, 10-rebound double-double in that Larry Chapman Foundation tip-off classic. And they're going to get a Lee Scott turnover right here on this near side. She's a nominee for the Player of the Week. So congrats to Miss Camden Cleveland. 28-14, 7.5 to play here in the third quarter. Lee Scott in their road navies, Generals in their home whites in the baby blue trim. And the baby blue numbers, the 15-foot elbow jumper is no good. Fields corrals the rebound, tries to find somebody, ends up finding Sydney Dunlap. And she dribbles across half court. And now sits with Camden Cleveland at the top. Swings to the wing. Now to the corner. And Kesey back to Ivett at the top of the key. Horseshoe Bend not quite in man, but almost a little matchup 1-2-2 zone with the top two wings. Kind of matching up with the top of the key and the wing defenders. Or wing players for Lee Scott. There's going to be a whistle. We'll see if that was on the pass or following the turnover. It will be following the turnover in the a reach-in foul on Clark Ivett. 28-14, 6:41 to play here in the third quarter. Lee Scott and Horseshoe Bend. Again, apologies about the late start. Had some mechanical issues that we couldn't necessarily control, but we're off and running for the second half. We'll have all of the varsity boys game about 10 or 15 minutes following the conclusion of the girls event here with you on Tiger Country 104.5. The layup by Horseshoe Bend is good. 28-16 now. Clark Ivett, ball sits in the corner. A baseball pass to the wing. Now at the top of the key. Back to Ivett. Fakes the three. Dribbles into the short corner. Now backs her way back out. Clark Ivett had 26 in this matchup before Thanksgiving. Ball now sits with Ivett on the left block. Her four-foot jumper is no good, and they're going to get Kesey on a reach-in foul on the rebound. Both teams have got the shots they were looking for, but couldn't quite or can't quite get them to go here early in this third quarter. 5:51 remaining. Lee Scott hangs on to a 28-16 advantage. The Generals are able to break the press rather easily. The right-handed layup is missed, but the Generals get their offensive rebound. The ball now floating around in the paint, now sits on the right wing. A right-handed layup is no good, but the offensive rebound won once again by the Generals, and they'll slow things down and give it to Kinsey Woods, but it's stolen by Camden Cleveland. Her right-handed layup off the left block, off the glass. She gets it up and gets it to go. The first points of the second half for the Warriors. They now lead 30-16. And an overhead pass gets tipped out of bounds by Cleveland. It'll stay with the Generals. Five-12 to play here. Left-handed layup is no good. Corralled by the Warriors, but then thrown away. The left-handed layup goes up, and she gets hacked by Clark Ivett. She will shoot two free throws. Will Greenland key? .503 remaining here in the third quarter. First free throw is up and hits off the left side of the iron. Second free throw is up, and she gets that one to go. 30-17, your score here on the campus of Horseshoe Bend. Warriors will throw it in from the left baseline following the tip out of bounds. Warriors set up their offense. Now Maggie Herndon in the game. Clark Ivett, the right-handed layup is up, and it is good. I guess the right-handed layup from the left side, but she gets that one to go. Generals quick to go along the far side, and they get the lefty layup to go. Teams trading baskets now, 32-19. Ivett now has a 2-on-1 fast break. She kicks it to Riley Fields. Left-handed layup is up off the glass, and she gets that one to go. 34-19 Warriors. Teams trading baskets now. Riley Fields, nice defense. Gets the contest and the rebound, and we're going the other way. With Lee Scott, 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Ivan kicks it to the corner. Herndon's three is up, and she puts that one down. Maggie Herndon with the corner three makes the score 37-19. A couple offensive rebounds, but nothing doing for the Generals. Fields finally corrals the rebound, and we're going the other way with the Warriors. A two-on-two fast break. Camden Cleveland drives it through a defender, and they're going to call a blocking foul. And in the act of shooting, Cleveland will shoot two. First free throw is up. And can't get that one to go off the right side of the rim. Again, the girls won this one 44-28. Inside Sanford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott. A couple weeks prior, right before Thanksgiving, the girls up 37-19 here halfway through this third quarter. Inbound pass goes to the left side. Dribbles all the way to the three-point line. Back to the top of the key. The three-pointer is too strong. Ripped down by the Warriors. It should have been fouled, but they're not going to get a jump ball. The possession arrow will favor the Generals. .328 to play. That inbound is tipped away, and Cleveland corralled it, but then fell and stepped on the end line on her way out. So we'll stay with the Generals for a baseline right. .325 remaining in the third quarter. Warriors with a 37-19 advantage. Ball swinging around the perimeter with the Generals. Warriors in their man defense, pressuring the ball. It's Lucy Zellner taps it away. It'll be another baseline out of bounds for the Generals. Inbound to the corner, trying to swing it around the wing, but it gets stolen. Sydney Dunlap gets the steal, but then gets called for the travels. The team's trading turnovers. It was trading baskets early. Now it seems to be trading turnovers over the last couple possessions. 3:05 remaining in the third quarter. Inbound once again goes to the corner. Now back to the wing, back to the corner. That three is long. Clark Ivett with the rebound, and we're going the other way. A step and a spin. Ivett now gets 2 feet inside the paint, kicks it to the corner. The three from Sydney Dunlap. It's every part of the rim. Can't get that one to go, and the rebound is ripped down by the Generals. They'll slow things down a little bit. Look to run a little bit of a half-court set, trying to get a couple baskets to get some momentum as we head near the fourth quarter. Paisley Sharp going around the baseline, gets the defender up in the air, and she draws some contact. First free throw is up. And it is no good. Second rebound, no good as well. Going to wrestle for it out of bounds. And it will be Warrior basketball. 2:25 remaining here in this third quarter. Warriors with a 17-point advantage as they kick it down to the left block in Riley Field. Should have been a foul, no call. Generals with the rebound. And they'll set up in the half court with 2 minutes even remaining. They kick it down to the right block. Riley Fields thought she got a lot of ball, but they're going to say she got the lower body going on the way up. So Sharp back to the free throw line. She'll shoot two more. One dribble and a quick fire. That one rattles in and out. Can't buy that one to go. 0 for 3 in this third quarter. But she'll get one more. Second one's up and no good. Long rebound goes with the Warriors. They'll find Clark Ivett. And she'll jog her way up across half court. Pass to the corner. And it was ripped away from Maddie Herden. So they'll inbound the ball right around the scorer's table with 1:45 remaining in this third quarter. They kick it to Sutton Lewis, but it gets stolen away. Right-handed layup is no good. Offensive putback is no good. Generals getting another rebound, and they're going to call a travel down low. Nice defense from Riley Fields forcing that turnover. It'll be Warrior basketball leading 37-20 with a minute and a half to play. There's going to be a timeout on the floor. We'll take a quick one with them here. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Warrior basketball with 1:22 remaining here in the third quarter. Lee Scott leads Horseshoe Bend 37-20. Candy Cleveland with an 8-foot jumper. Can't get it to go, but gets hit on the elbow. As she goes up, she'll shoot two free throws with 1:14 on the clock. First free throw is up, and she rattles it home. Warriors led 28-14 at the halftime break. Currently lead 38-20 with a second free throw from Cleveland on the way. Second one's up and gets that one to go as well. Cleveland goes 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. The Generals throw the inbounds pass away right around half court. Or are they going to say that it was tipped? No, it will be a turnover, so Warriors are gifted a present. 110 remaining in the third quarter. Could have been a travel, and they will get Cleveland with a travel. She was trying to find Maggie Herndon in the corner, and I think she expected her to start cutting, but instead stood in the corner. So the Warriors trade turnovers with the General. Under a minute to play here in the third quarter. Warriors with a 39-20 advantage. General's slow to get things going in the half court set. Under 40 to play, and it gets stolen away by Cleveland, working their way along the far side, and they're going to say a tripping foul right around half court. And with that being, nope, looking at the wrong side, only the fourth team foul for the Generals. So after this, they'll shoot two free throws. But 38-20, your score with 38.4 on the play clock, or on the game clock, rather. Warriors in their half court set. Sits with Cleveland at the top of the key. She dribbles to the right side. Tries to pass it over to Kesey. And there's going to be a reach-in foul on the pass. And they'll actually say that that was the fourth team foul. So a 28.9 if the Warriors are able to get one more, they'll shoot free throws. Otherwise, we'll head to the fourth quarter. Warriors working around the perimeter. It sits with Herndon. She pulls up for a three. Can't get that one to go. Offensive rebound is won by Stella Henderson. She kicks it to Camden Cleveland. Has two Generals on her, and they're going to say a jump ball. The possession arrow will keep it with the Warriors. 12.2 remaining here in this third quarter. Warriors with a 39-20 advantage. They inbound it on the short corner with Cleveland. She goes up and gets hacked. And as she's done throughout this third quarter, she will head to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throw from Cleveland rattles it home. Cleveland up in nylon once again. 4 for 4 from the charity stripe in her last two offensive possessions. 6 seconds to play here in the third quarter. A wrestle for the basketball in the paint with Riley Fields. They're going to say a jump ball. But that tie-up will keep the basketball with the Generals. 3.6 remaining here in the third quarter. Warriors with a 21-point advantage. They try and pass it over to the short corner instead. Kick it to the far corner with 2 seconds. Fires up, and it's well short. That will go out of bounds, but they'll say that the clock ran out prior to the ball landing on the line. So with a 41-20 advantage, Lee Scott out in front here on the campus of Horseshoe Bend. Don't go anywhere. Fourth quarter action when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Start of the fourth quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, bringing you all of the energy that I have in me tonight. Something going around Auburn right now. We're battling through it. Final 8 minutes to play here. Lee Scott out in front, 41-20. Clark Ivett with the basketball, gets the screen, kicks it to the corner with Kesey. She comes to a dribble stop right around the free throw line, and the Warriors just working things around. And they're going to say an offensive foul on Riley Fields, trying to set an on-ball screen for Clark Ivett. Generals will take over, going from right to left as we see it here on the campus of Horseshoe Bend. Ball gets thrown away, but saved. They're going to say that it was tipped by Lee Scott, so the Generals will maintain possession. Kicks it over to the short corner now to the wing. The long two is up, and it is no good. Clark Ivett with the rebound and dribbles it off her right foot. That will go out of bounds with 7:17 remaining in the fourth quarter. Generals inbound it on the left wing. Now dribble it to the top of the key and stand at the logo as they set up their half-court set. 7:05, the left wing three is too strong off the back iron. The Warriors get a steal on the offensive rebound. It's Camden Cleveland. Could have been a travel. They're going to say that she was hacked on the way up, and as she did throughout the entire third quarter, finds her way back to the free throw line. .655 remaining in the fourth quarter. Warriors with a 21-point advantage as Cleveland is 5 for her last 5 at the charity stripe. Cleveland, second free throw up, and that one's good as well. 43-20 with 6:50 to play here in the fourth quarter on the campus of Horseshoe Bend. Warriors with a 23-point advantage. Generals bring the ball up the floor and try an overhead pass. It gets stolen away and knocked out of bounds. They'll say that a general touched it last, so Clark Ivett will walk the rock up with 6:40 to play. Kicks it to the corner. The Kesey three is too strong. Fight for the rebound is ripped down by the Generals, and they're quick to bring it across half court. Should have been a carry, but no call. Gets stolen once again by the Warriors, and Kesey, that ball rolling around now, could have been a travel, no call. Generals don't quite have numbers, but they'll take the 20-foot jumper along the right side. And J.C. Johnson gets it to go. 43-22, 6:15 remaining in the fourth quarter. Warriors working around the perimeter. Left wing three from Clark Ivett. Nothing but net. Ivett buries a triple with 6 minutes to play. Warriors with a 46-22 advantage. Ball swinging around the perimeter. Somebody wide open on the left block, but can't get the layup to go. Camden Cleveland wins the rebound, and Clark Ivett will work the walk back, and the Warriors will set up in their half-court set. Warriors trying to find somebody, but instead turn the ball over. With 5.5 to play, Warriors with a 24-point lead. As the Generals drive, try to work their way along the left wing, gets knocked out of bounds. It will stay with the Generals. Generals turn it over, 5:16 to play here in the fourth quarter. Reminder, we'll have all of the varsity boys game as well, about 10 or 15 minutes following the conclusion of the varsity girls win. A reach-in foul on Clark Ivett. That's the second team foul here in this fourth quarter. Inbound on the left baseline, they'll find Clark Ivett. She walks past half court, kicks it to the corner. Haynes Kesey three. Hits the backboard and the back iron at the same time. Goes out of bounds. Riley Fields can't corral the offensive rebound and goes out of bounds. Generals will go the other way with it. Warriors in man. Left-handed layup is no good, but they're going to say that Fields got her along the backside as she went up. So Kaylee Giddens will shoot two free throws. First free throw up and no good. 4:43 remaining here in this fourth quarter. Second free throw, can't get that one to go either. The offensive rebound is won by the Generals, but the right-handed layup is no good. Cleveland comes down with the rebound. She's got numbers if she wants to use it. Takes it all the way. The right-handed layup is too strong. Riley Fields gets the offensive put back in. The lefty layup is good, plus the foul. Riley Fields running down the court and is rewarded with the offensive rebound, the put back, and a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. The lefty free throw is up, and it is too strong, so unable to convert, but the Warriors with a 48-22 advantage here with 4.5 to play halfway through this fourth quarter. Kesey gets another steal. She has a two-on-one bounce pass to Clark Ivett. The left-handed layup is up, and she rattles it home. A nice pocket pass from Haynes Kesey to Clark Ivett. And the Warriors now out in front 50-22. Generals trying to work their half-court set. Throw it off the knee of one of their teammates. Almost goes out of bounds, but she saves it. And they're going to say a foul on Lee Scott right around the sideline. .357 to play here on the campus of Horseshoe Bend. Generals turn it over once again, and Clark Ivett is all by herself. The right-handed layup kisses it off the glass and gets it to go. Warriors have stretched the lead to 30. Generals keeping things slow on their own half court. Kick it to the wing. Out of the corner, now back to the wing. A pump fake right around the free throw line. They'll slow it back down around the perimeter. It sits now at the top of the key. They try to find a lady in the corner, but it gets tipped out of bounds from Haynes Kesey. It'll remain Generals basketball. Fields, Kesey, and Maggie Herndon will get a breather. Kennedy Gilbert, Sutton Lewis, as that left-handed layup is no good. Lewis with the defensive rebound. And Lucy Zellner have checked into the game for the Warriors. Three-pointer from Gilbert is blocked, but able to get the offensive rebound is Zellner. And they'll kick it back to Clark Ivett, and she'll set the offense. Tries to break through two defenders, but kicks it off her foot, and it gets stolen away. Generals bringing it across the half court. They try and throw it inside, but it gets thrown away. Stolen by Lucy Zellner. They'll find Clark Ivett, and she'll jog her way up with 2:25 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Warriors out in front by 30, 52-22. Zellner now on the left block, kicks it to the corner. Now to the wing, now back to the opposite corner. Clark Ivett, jumper right around the block, can't get it to go. Defensive rebound is won by the Generals in key. 2 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Generals working around the perimeter, sits on the right wing, a pump fake. And they're going to say that Zellner, with a little bit of a hip check, going out to guard the pump fake. With the clock continuing to run, with the Warriors up 30, a minute and a half to play. The Generals will have a baseline out of bounds left. They kick it into the block. A nice spin move. And the right-handed layup is up. And it is good. A nice move by the Generals. With 1:20 to play, Clark Ivett sits with the ball at the top of the key. She kicks it to the corner now. And I believe it was Sutton Lewis thought about the three and realized she was up in the air. Tried to pass it, but it was too late. They'll say that Lewis traveled, and the Warriors turn it over. ...53 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Varsity Girls up 52-24. Ball gets stolen away. Nice defense from Sydney Dunlap. Tried to find Kennedy Gilbert, but he gets knocked out of bounds with 40 and counting. ...28-25. Right-handed layup gets blocked. Rebound one by the Generals, and they'll go the other way. Pass down to the left block. Layup is up. And it is good. Generals now back-to-back buckets, but again, too little, too late it seems, as we hit 3 seconds, 2 seconds, one, and the Warriors will walk out the clock. 52-26, your final score. Don't go anywhere. Again, about 10, 15 minutes from now, we'll have the start of the varsity boys game. And we'll have a little bit more of a traditional intro as the Warriors take the court. 52-26, your final score. Don't go anywhere. The Russell Building Supply countdown to tip-off is next on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros.
Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Glenn Smith in Opelika is happy to be a sponsor of high school football. We believe that high school athletics builds character among young people, and we're honored to lend our support. This is a great area to live, play, work, worship, and retire. In our 31st year, we are your Chevrolet and GMC dealer for East Alabama and West Georgia. Online 24/7 at glennsmith.com. Glenn Smith Chevrolet GMC. Get ready to smile.